after transplantation, tell us a little bit about the recovery. You've had some setbacks along the way here, but you're doing well now. Walk us through that period of time.
Sure. So after transplant, I remember being coached well that once you're out of surgery, you need to start moving as much as you can. And even with all the tubes, I had four chest tubes, I had catheters, IVs, and I looked like a cell tower full of IV fluids and so forth coming into me when I was walking down the hall. But probably on day two or so post-op, I was walking. And if you go to UNC, there's a long hallway on the fourth floor. And I used to be an avid golfer a long time ago, and I could walk off a yard, and it's 150 yards end to end. So I would measure my steps there, and I started walking around the unit, and then I'd walk the hallway, and then I got up where I was doing a mile at a time. And then by the time I left, 12 days after after having surgery, I was walking about 4 miles a day in the hospital with a walker. And after I left the hospital, and there's so many challenges when you're in the hospital in general. It's hard to get sleep, obviously, when you're in there. But I can remember going home and finally resting and feeling like I could rest. And again, I knew the best thing I could do at that point in time was to try and move, try to exercise where I could. And I would put on my mask and get on the treadmill and just walk. I'd say for the first 3 months, I was doing extremely well after transplant. And then in October of 2016, I had a low-grade fever. It was a Sunday morning, and well, it turns out I had a pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lungs. I had acute rejection of my lung transplant and a possible fungal infection at the time. And again, the orchestra played again. So I had all the clinicians in and out of my room and physicians treating me. And I was in the hospital for a week then and recovered from that. I was back in the hospital in February for another infection. And infection is one of the leading causes of death after and even of chronic rejection after surgery. So after February, and since February, I've actually been on a wonderful trajectory. And I remember distinctly, Dr. Falk, about 6 months ago being at the UNC Wellness Center, and you and I were talking, and you asked me when it was that I received my transplant. I told you there was some magic window that people talked about after a year that you'd start feeling better or feeling some semblance of normalcy. And you looked at me and almost the, you know, prognosticating a little bit, but the prophetic Falk says, you just said one word, you said October. And here we are. We're in October. And as of last month, my lung capacity, my lung function right now is at 100%. So my pulmonary function tests have been improving every month that I'm going in. I'm going in for tests consistently, lab tests and so forth, to dial in the medications. That's another piece of the transplant story that most people will need to understand, is that you're a walking pharmacy and you want to make sure you're compliant with your meds and that you're letting the physicians dial you in on those, because the side effects will probably be the one thing you wrestle with the most.
How do you keep yourself healthy now? Because you look and you are remarkably healthy now.
There are several factors to that. I think one is a bit cliche, but diet and exercise is fundamental. I mean, you want to be as healthy as you can with your diet and exercise as much as possible, cardiorespiratory exercise. But the other side of this, especially with a lung transplant, and lungs are the only organ that aren't encapsulated. So we breathe in, I'm breathing in now air, and you're exposed a lot. My white blood cell count, I'm immunosuppressed, and you have to be aware of this. So I think hygiene, a real sensitivity to keeping your hands clean, the environment with my wife and my daughters, that environment's clean, and not being overly exposed. I mean, it's not walking around as a hypochondriac and in fear of being outside and so forth, but it's just being sensitive, not going into large crowds and making sure that if anyone's sick, to try to stay away from that. Stay away from